It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. You know what I just thought about, Hugh? This is the final weekend without Phillies baseball until... hopefully November,
yeah.
But at least I would think October, at the bare minimum September, a long time, whatever it is. It's a long time that we will go without Phillies baseball each and every weekend. Can't wait for opening day on Thursday. We'll do a lot of Phillies stuff coming up next week. Your calls here in a minute on Micah. And of course, we need your help to finish out the full first round of the bracket of Hughes. Before we hand it off to afternoon today, we'll go over all the first round winners, today's winners, and what our bracket looks like heading into round two next week. But Hugh, we had the different podcast tours this offseason. At one point, it was the A.J. Brown tour. He was on every podcast you could have. And now we have apparently the Devontae Smith podcast tour. I thought a couple things he said were really interesting. One thing was funny. Let's listen to Devontae talking about his relationship with Jalen Hurts. The two of them obviously have known each other a long time.
Talk to me about you and Jalen's relationship.
So it was two reasons I went to Alabama. Jalen was one reason, and Coach Burns was the other reason. You know, every time I went up there, I was with Jalen. I knew Jalen. I knew Shy. It was the only two people I knew. So just being there, I was comfortable with him knowing that, okay, if I do go, he's going to be the quarterback. He's somebody I can relate to, somebody I have a relationship with. So I was like, okay, I'm cool there. And then it was just like, it's football. We two guys had the same mindset. Like, we're here to dominate. We had to play football, win with all the extra stuff. And I think that's why the relationship was so good and the conversations that we have, whether it's uncomfortable conversations or not, like, don't nobody get in their feelings because we have that relationship. And I think when I got drafted to Philly, man, I was happy as hell. Like, I got my dog here, you know. I know he was vouching for me. And it was just like, we about to pick up where we left off. It made me more comfortable being with him, someone that, you know, I had that relationship with. I kind of had a connection to. And just knowing that if I don't got nothing else in this city, I know I got him.
You know what I like about that? That's how you talk about your quarterback when you're on podcast.
Well, I mean, they went to school together.
Well, but aren't now what I was referencing you was obviously, you know, that AJ's giggling about
Hurts was
not
supposed
calling.
To be the father of the godfather of AJ's kid.
They're supposed to be best friends.
That should supersede going to school together.
I understand. I knew exactly when I heard it. I knew where we were going.
Talk nice about your quarterback.
I knew where we were going. Their relationship is more complicated than that. And we've all been in situations like that. As adults, and I'm speaking to the adults out there, we have relationships that we maintain, even though if we had a choice, we probably wouldn't want to. But for whatever reason, whether it be a work relationship or a family member or something, you you have a level of respect or decorum for that situation, even though it's really, really tough.
Sure.
And that's what it sounds like with Jalen and AJ. It probably started out kumbaya in the beginning. And as you meander through it, some things happen. And as guys, because I mean, I do it in my day-to-day life. You adjust the way that you deal, or you feed somebody. We used to call it feeding with a long-handled spoon. Like, you still fool with them, but you feed them with the long-handled spoon. And every now and then, that spoon handle might get, as I do it, I'm getting ready for when we go on TV. We about to do the YouTube thing. So I get ready for it, the spoon might get longer, but we still cool. But we just don't break bread like we used to.
Keep a distance.
Almost. Yeah, yeah.
So I understand that. But I don't. Maybe I'm reading into it too much. When the part where
No, you're not.
But the part where he talked about sometimes we could have uncomfortable conversation, no one gets in their feelings.
Yes.
So the way I took it is that it seems like sometimes the quarterback and the receivers are going to bark at each other, right?
Yes.
Like, that's football. When it happens, Jalen and Devontae move
Our
on next play.
Our relationship supersedes all of that.
Move on next
and
play.
And that's who, when you see him on the sideline, that's who the Slim Reaper has been since day one.
So you know what it tells me?
What's that?
There's one person is the common denominator, yet one relationship is different than the other.
Yes, AJ.
That tells me AJ's the one who gets in his feelings when they have issues.
AJ's an emotional guy, though, and you know that. And that's why, again, you have to handle AJ a little differently. Like, you can't – it's just like a coach, man. You can't handle every relationship the same. Some relationships need a little bit more water, more cultivating than others. And that's what AJ is. AJ is that guy that, you know how, as a man, and I'm not picking on women, but as a man, we have relationships that stand the test of time. Like, you might have a friend that you went to high school with, Joe, that you'll see him and you might not have talked to him for years. But you automatically pick up where you left off at.
Yep.
And you talk like you've talked the other day. For some people, when you don't talk to them for a while,
you lose.
They compartmentalize that and be like, yo, I ain't heard from you. Why are you acting like we? It's different. And that's how it is. That seems to me like that's more AJ. AJ's more day to day. Like, when you walk in a room with some people, you got to check their temperature. You know, we work with some cats. Sometimes they speak. Sometimes they don't. And then you just get to the point where you're like, well, hell, if you running hot and cold, I ain't got time to deal with all that. So I'm going to go ahead and just do what I do and let, whenever you speak, I might speak. I might adopt your way. I might speak whenever I feel like it, just like you do. I mean, but that's just how it is. That's just how some people are wired.
Well, they are. All right, let's listen to this one. Devontae talking about Darius. I thought this was really cool. You know, Darius, I think, morphed more as he got older into a leader player, a leadership role. And this was cool how he helped Devontae become the player he is now.
Mm. Slay, like, that's my OG.
Yeah.
Like, when I first came into the league, going against Slay every day, you know, it was rough. Slay told me every route I was finna run, how he knew I was finna run it, why, what I was doing that was, like, giving it away. So, like, he the one that really, like, showed me, like, you have to be on everything. It's little stuff that you do that you don't know that you're doing that's telling every route you finna run. Like, it came to the point I was running routes. Like, I was at the top of my route, and Slay was calling the route out. Oh, stop route. Slant. And they was just like, what am I doing to let him notice? And, like, he walked me through it. And I think that's why I'm so, like, mentally, I feel like I'm so advanced in the game. Like, from a film study to, you know, how a DB is finna press, like, what he's comfortable with, what he's not comfortable with, is probably because of Slay.
When I heard that, it really showed the value of because we always talk about young players, cheap players, like having some vets around. Because Devontae got in the league, and he was a very high-profile college player, right? Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
But even he came in, and Slay, a veteran, was like, you got to work on this stuff. I know what you're doing there.
Yeah. I mean, it made me think of Troy when Donovan got here. And Troy was excited because he was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to take the young cat to task. And him and Troy used to go at it in practice. And I remember Troy – Vincent and Irving Fryer going at it in practice. And you talk about two people, man, that when they went at it, they went at it. Like, they got after each other.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And that's what it is, man. We used to call it iron sharpening iron. Me and Trey. I used to beat Trey Thomas like a drum. I got to point out that every time we talk about that. But that's what it is, man. You, even though you're an elite player, you're at the highest level, you still need that competitive spirit. You still need that fire, and you always try to get better. Even though I used to always complain about Trey in practice and some of the stuff that he would work on that you would never do in the game, it helped make me a better player because when Trey used to jump set me, I used to get mad because he was just trying to win he was just trying to win the rep.
Sure.
But by Trey jump setting me, it helped me hone the skill of when I saw a tackle jump, because it's all about time, and they go one, two, three, and then they punch. So I could see the punch and I would jump inside, and if you catch it right and you catch somebody when they're in their punch, they can't recover from
that. Because the balance is off.
Because they're off balance. So and it just made it easier, man. But that's what it is, man. When you have that kind of person that works with you every day and is competing with you every day, that's what you want in practice. That's why, you know, you hear teams talk about getting a guy or getting two people at the same position, because they want to push each other. They want to make each other better. That's what it is. And you can say what you want about Slay as far as tackling and everything, but I haven't had anybody say anything bad about him as far as a teammate is concerned.
Oh, especially the DBs. They loved him. I mean, they really appreciated what he was. All right, last one here from Devontae on his podcast tour. I always like stories about players that they come across buttoned up, because to me, Saquon comes across very professional, very buttoned up, but there's a competitor inside. Obviously, we saw it this year. Listen to Devontae talking about Saquon and what he does sometimes while he plays.
With Saquon, he be over there growling. So when he growling,
growls?
Like, yeah, like he in that mode. When he go to growling, whole different animal, man. And when he went to growling, he ran the dude over. It was just like, okay. He was just out there talking like, keep giving it to me. Keep giving the ball. Keep giving the ball. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be one of them ones. So then when he was like, he didn't want to get the record, I'm like, you did all that huffing and puffing to get here. Now you don't want to get the record.
Growling. I wouldn't. Would you have pegged Saquon for a growler? I would not have.
No.
You ever know anyone that growled? John Randall barked, didn't he?
John
Randall used to trash talk with the best of them.
I remember a friend of mine played at Carolina, and he was telling me a story about, I forgot who the guard he was playing with, but John was out there, and they were playing, Carolina, he was playing against the Minnesota Vikings, and he said all of a sudden, John just looked at the guard and was like, did you call me the N-word? And he was like, no. He was like, yes, you did. I heard you. You said it. Oh, how about like, and my friend Brandon was like, man, he went off. Like, he really said it. In his mind, he really said it. And he said after he did that, man, he said, John just went off.
He created something to get angry.
Yeah. He was like, what you call me? And he's like, what? What are you talking? And when he said it, the dude was just, he was taken aback because he didn't say it. And, you know, that's not what you want to say to somebody.
Of course not.
So John said, that's a mess, yeah. He said John went on a one-man wrecking crew.
So the context clues from that Saquon story, Because Devontae said he was going for the record, or he refused to go. That's the Giants game, right?
Oh, sure.
So when he was growling.
At Giants.
At Giants.
And then he didn't go for the his personal
right.
record, I guess it was?
Yeah, or the...
I think it was, yeah. It was, so, yeah, I remember. It was October, and then him and Sirianni sat down, and he said, let the young guys play.
So that was against the Giants.
He's out there growling. Because he just, Saquon comes across as so buttoned up, level-headed. I look at him as a very professional. I wouldn't think he's growling.
Right. But the way Devontae tells it is, and, you know, we figured going into that game, Saquon's going to be extra motivated. It's his former
team.
Yeah,
it's the Giant game.
He sure was.
Yeah, and he dominated. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We do have an Eagles move, or at least an ex-Eagle on the move. Avante Maddox to the Detroit Lions.
I will remember you.
Going to miss Avante here? I like Devontae. I mean, I'm not going to miss this version of him. I think he's replaceable, but... He did make a bat away in the Super Bowl. When he
the
was
biggest play of the game, some say.
Well, that's how you knew the game was lopsided. Like he hadn't made a big play in a while, and he's out there just swatting the passes down for Mahomes.
Kind of messed up by you.
Well, no, I liked Devontae.
You know the game's lopsided when Devontae makes a play.
How many plays did he make this year before that?
He was actually getting cooked.
Right, early in the season.
Remember when he was talking to Mike Evans about Fortnite?
Yeah.
When he was getting burnt?
That when the Eagles defense wasn't good?
Yeah.
Way back in September?
That's when you knew we needed the vibe
That's not a good conversation to be having when you're getting your butt kicked.
Yeah. He was a really good Eagle, though. Good draft pick in, what was he, third or fourth
third
round?
Third or fourth.
In 2018?
And he was good in 2022.
Oh, he was great. But then when he got hurt and then he came back, I always liked Devontae Maddox. So he's off to the Detroit Lions. Let's go to the phone lines here. Tyler in Delaware.
Yo, Midday Show family, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Tyler, what's up, pal?
Hey, look at how far this show has come. We have tongue-tied Hugh and the threadament rubbing off on the morning show.
You really are, I mean, you did.
Are you talking about with Seltzer?
Yeah, Seltzer. Seltzer took inspiration from you.
Well, I look at it more like, you know, Seltzer wasn't running. He don't run the point a whole lot, so it was a little different. You know, and it's Friday. You got the fact in a Friday.
Yeah, of course. And he just wanted to be like Hugh Douglas. I mean,
is that what it was?
I think so.
No, I don't think so.
Tyler, what are you thinking here on Micah?
Well, let me say this. Hugh, that not that friendly shirt that you have on, you are such a misunderstood
Wait a minute.
Person.
You can see that. I forgot we on.
He's not that friendly, though.
Is that what your shirt says today? Not that friendly? Yeah, I see it now.
They only posted that one clip on YouTube.
Oh, I forgot.
But I heard
I
it in the car, and
YouTube,
then I went and saw it. Yeah. So, no, but you said that you wanted to know if I'm going to long talk. I'm going to long talk briefly, but I'm going to tie it and put a bow on it.
Okay,
go for
right?
it. You got
so,
it.
So Joe asked, do I want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? And I know this Hugh went home yesterday in the bracket of Hughes. But in the words of Reverend Hugh, to the flock, to the congregation, as Bishop Bullwinkle sung.
The Hugh Hive.
Hell no to the to no, the, no,
Bishop
no.
Bishop Bullwinkle. Have you heard
no.
that one? That song.
Hell to the no. To the no.
When I heard that, I listened to that about 18 times. That was so funny. And then he remixed it.
Oh.
Like a couple times, Bishop Bullwinkle. Yeah, he remixed that thing.
Listen, I got four key reasons why, Joe, and hopefully by the end you'll be on the same page.
Okay, I'm listening.
First of all, why would Howie trade for another player on defense that they couldn't pay like Josh Sweat or Milton Williams? He's on the final year of his deal, and as you said it yourself, Joe, when we were trying to get Myles Garrett, since Mike is 6 years younger, he's going to need more money than what Myles Garrett got.
Yep.
I took this straight from NBC Sports. Myles Garrett's deal works out to $160 million in new money over the next 4 years. That's $40 million per year for a pass rusher. We still got to pay Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and then pay Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. So you'd be strapping yourself, giving up all those assets, and then still having to pay him after. That's one. Number two. Micah Parsons is upset because his quote on quote home squad in the Eagles is thriving while he is suffering in the insufferable area that is Dallas in Jerry World. If you go back to when Micah got drafted, he said he didn't want to be in Philadelphia when he was drafted. So he's already throwing shade, and I know we love petty people here, but that's not the kind of petty that I want on my football team, talking about your home city when you used to play at Penn State. Number three, Micah Parsons has been a me, myself, and I type of player. He's not a leader, like Kyle said. He's not a team-type guy. And as we saw last year, culture matters. What kind of locker room you have at NovaCare matters. What made us great, and as great as we were last season, was the fact that we played together as a unit. As you always say, that dog going hunt, all them dogs were hunting. And Micah does not play the run well, Joe. He's talked bad about Jalen as a QB1 more than once. We got audio proof of that. And while Parsons is out here stat hunting, and as great of a singular player as he is, we want that mentality to be team first. Everyone eats. It's not worth that distraction. And last but not least, because I took note of you too, Joe, you got that sharp black Let's Hunt playoff hoodie on.
That's right.
I want to hunt too, Joe. So taking into account Chris's opening phone call being from Penn State and Terrence's phone call a couple calls ago.
And the Archbishop Wood guy.
Yes. I would throw this out to you all, and you guys tell me what you think. We want an amazing difference maker who's young, but who's going to help us with the cap situation.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have Howie use the draft capital that we have to get Abdul Carter. He would be on a rookie deal. He would not have the baggage of Dallas. No podcast, none of the distraction. It saves us money, and he can be part of the cohesive championship, not loser mentality, championship culture that is with these Thundercats at NovaCare on defense, while Jerry Jones can wait until the latest possible moment to overpay Micah. And then he can get older and rot down there in big game.
All right, so Tyler, of all the callers today, you probably make the most concise and best points.
Very concise.
Yeah, to get me against this. All right, so Tyler, but I'm gonna channel one of the Hughes. I'm too dug in, Tyler. It doesn't even matter. You made good points. I'm too dug in, Tyler. Are you ready for your matchup of Hughes?
Bring it on, Jack.
All right, here we go. A 4 seed in our bottom left region, Discount Douglas, going up against Hero Hugh, who a couple weeks ago talked about going out to Vegas to help someone who was in some trouble.
The Dawn. What was the name? The lady that sang for En Vogue. I was about to go dust my cape off.
He was going to jump in his truck and drive across country. Who do you like better, Discount Douglas or Hero Hugh?
I tell you what, y'all. This is an excellent 4-13 matchup. Discount Douglas is very similar to Bargain Hugh.
Yep, he is.
Where he's trying to get the deal. So, y'all, I'm pulling the 13-4 upset. Give me the hero, you. We need a hero on this Friday.
Hey, yeah, Dawn Robinson, I was about to go get her.
Madness has arrived. Tyler, have a great weekend. Hero Hugh,
yeah, I was
moving
about to go
on.
Get Dawn Robinson in Vogue. Oh, yeah, I was about to go get her. Do you know how many people have offered to give her a home rent-free since that happened?
Was that your part of your plan?
I was going to let her stay with me.
Okay.
She was definitely going to stay with me.
Take credit.
I took care of her. Went to work every day. I'd probably cook, too.
You're going to cook? What are you making?
I didn't say it was going to taste good. But you don't understand. All the old heads around my age, they remember when that video came out, Hold On To Your Love. All they had on was the video.
I'm going to watch it during the
was
break.
Like they just had on black dresses. That's it. And they changed so many people's lives because they're like, "Who is that?" And boy, she was fine as frog. Well, she's still fine as frog. I'd have went and got Dawn. I'd have went.
You still can.
I'm sorry, but I'd have went and got.
You got a whole weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. As I watch, Hold On. I'm watching the official music video on a little break here. On the other side, we got a long.
See the one on the right.
I got the volume on. I'm not pulling. I'm pulling a Hue. I got to take that volume off before everyone hears that. All right,
high volume Hue. Yeah. Next year's bracket. Yeah.
All right, we have to get to a story that indicates just how long Hue Douglas has really been watched for. More evidence washed up today on how long Hue's been watched for. But first, we have to get to another Philly athlete on a podcast. I mean, these guys have to stop. This one oozes delusion. Your favorite DJ, he spoke. 215-592-9494. We have one matchup of the Hughes left today. We'll throw it at you next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.